Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. I'm going to ask you so many great questions. I'm excited to have you.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. I heard so many great things. I've seen your other podcasts. I'm really excited about
this. I'm excited about this too. You are a woman of great distinction. I mean, you have more degrees than a thermometer. You are a chef. You got a beautiful smile. And you also have a bald head.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to start right there, okay? Because my afro's getting thin, but I'm going with it. I am. Why do you have a shaved head? Do you mind sharing?
Oh, I love to share. First of all, thank you for the honor and the pleasure to be in front of your group, your platform, and you yourself, because a lot of people might not notice, but they might not give Miss April enough credit of how your energy is, your spirit is. So I just want to say thank you back to you first before we even get started. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate it.
So the bald head basically started in May of 2010. I got diagnosed with inflammatory breast cancer that 2% of the women in the world get. And I had a 0.04% on survival.
Wow. Literally. That was a liar though, isn't he?
He is. And you need to listen in the quiet spaces in your brain. So you got to quiet yourself. So what happened is I went through 21 chemo treatments, 35 radiation treatments, 4 surgeries. And 18 months later, I walked out of a cancer process that was supposed to take 7 years. And I saw myself like this. I remember the first two rounds of chemo when my hair started falling apart. And I said, I don't want to see myself fall apart. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. And I don't want to see that. So my brother was here visiting from Europe and he shaved my head. And then my husband washed my head. And the feeling that that felt, the freedom that came with that and the strength that came with taking control over my own realities was a feeling that I would love to share with so many people, because when you have that feeling, it shifts everything you believe in.
I'm telling you, it's like me, you know, my hair is going gray and I was chemically treating my hair, straightening it. And I looked one day and there was a bald spot and I was like, nope, I'm going to go back to natural, just the way that it was. But so many women are getting grief now, you know, like our girl Jada, because she has a bald head. But Brains, I need you to understand that there's a brain up under there that is so big. But we have been indoctrinated to believe that our hair is our glory and that is all that we are. Come on, you know, the black culture and the black woman always, ooh, you don't cut your hair, you don't do this, you don't do that. But what they fail to realize is that you are not really connecting with your source energy. And so you continue. Did your hair start to come back or did you?
Oh, my hair grew back beautifully and even differently, because my heritage is my grandmother is Portuguese Jewish. My grandfather is Creole Indian. And then my mother's family is from Africa. So that mixture makes me. So I have European features and being and living in Europe for all those years. I knew about the straightening of the hair to make sure that you fit the norm.
Right.
And when I decided to become a business owner, I no longer had to live by the norm. I could now be my authentic self. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started shifting. But after cancer, I never felt rejected. I felt redirected and I empowered myself and said, listen, this is me. Take it or leave it. Wow. You know, I have a PhD in biochemistry. I did that. I have a master's degree in clinical nutrition. I did that. I have a culinary degree, a family's health restaurant. We did that. I realized that it doesn't matter how many degrees we have, there's still a permit to work at a higher level. And I decided personally, nobody told me this, I personally decided today it stops. And when I saw the hair grow back and I saw that I just look like everybody else, and if I'm not going to conform to the norm, I have to make sure that I take back control. And that's when I said, okay, cancer gave me a bald head. Chemo gave me a bald head. But now I'm going to take the hair off and empower myself with a different reality and a different future and a different narrative.
Wow.
I'm never going back.
Did you hear that? That's amazing. Some men should take note to that too, because they have a problem shaving their head. And I think it's sexy.
I think it's hot. My husband is bald and I'm keeping him that way. We're twinning in this household. And I can tell you, it's freeing.
I bet that's a love fest when you can just
kiss
the whole head and the back down.
Yes.
I'm not even going to go there. So now let's talk about some of the other amazing things you do. You are a chemist.
Yes, ma'am. Biochemistry. I love biology and I love chemistry. And
tell us what that looks like in that space, a woman in that space. And how did you find it?
Okay, so basically when I was in school, they said you're so young and they want you to figure out what you want to be. I'm like, I love so many different things. I'm good at so much. I was blessed with a high IQ, but what do you do? And then I had a teacher, and this is where teachers play a very important role in your life. He says, you don't have to be a biochemist. You don't have to be just biology. You don't have to be chemistry. You don't have to just be this. There are going to be things that you're going to be able to do that merge together, just like a relationship between a man and a woman. A man is different. A woman is different. But when they come together, they're a team, and they can really get higher ground. So he said, why don't you look at biochemistry? Because you're great at both. You have such weight precision, thought process. You can remember things. You have a joy when you speak about those things. And then I got the greatest break that made me believe that this was something I can definitely do. I got a chance to go work for Shell Netherlands as a temp basis to figure out what I wanted. And that shifted everything.
Now, who did you go and work for?
Shell Netherlands. Shell, the company, the oil company.
Oh, okay, Shell. Okay, right.
Yeah, Shell was looking for young talent, and I went there to work in their crude oil department at checking up laboratories and everything else, and then I was there for just 1 month. Now, this is what happened, 1 month. And I thanked them for the opportunity, but I left. I realized that just because I have the degree, just because I have the passion, I could not see myself working as a 19-year-old prodigy with these people that were 30 and 40 years already complaining about their job. And I'm like, and I'm going to have to put in 40 years? I could not imagine that. And it felt suffocating. Mm-hmm. And I left. And my father was like, what now? You know, parents are proud. We're coming from South America. We're foreigners. But we're Dutch because by law and the way it worked, we were colonized by the Dutch. So we are Dutch. Because we were born before Independence Day. So you get your Dutch paperwork, you're seen as a Dutch, but you're still a foreigner. And parents are proud when their kids achieve accomplishment. But long story short, I didn't see that. I saw a sentence for 40 years and I had to change that.
Mm. So you rewrote the narrative. Okay, so you rewrote the script. And then you went into the kitchen. How in the world did you start cooking? Was the cooking a result of healing from the cancer?
No, not really. I went from chemistry to nutrition. So basically what happened is chemistry was first because that was school. Then I said to my father said, the only thing you can do that can top that is either own a business. So my first business that I owned is esthetician, facials, manicures, pedicures. My mother did pedicure, dermabrasion. I did facials, waxing, all that stuff. Our company was growing really, really well. And then I met my husband, who's the American, and I wanted an American experience. And I'm like, ooh, I can come here. And then my friend said, you need to start looking into nutrition because that's where you can see what's happening on the inside of people. And then I got my master's degree in clinical nutrition and went back. And that was amazing. And together, I thought nutrition and food go together. My family already owns a restaurant. Might as well just go to culinary school and figure out what we eat, what's the results in our skin. So that's where nutrition and beauty came together. So I was already doing that long before I was diagnosed.
Because your skin is absolutely flawless.
Water, rest, and doing the things that make you smile. It takes way less wrinkles. It takes so many more muscles to frown than it takes to smile. People are going to tell you whatever they want based on their filter. You just have to believe that what you are and what you're meant to be is what it is. And in that strong process and keeping hydrated and sleeping, I always say eat, sleep, and rest and relax and enjoy are the five things that will help people to get where they need to be. Now, it is a blessing to have our beautiful melanin skin. But it is a curse to have such a Rolls Royce body and skin and then treat it like a Pinto.
Girl, ooh, a Pinto? Girl, you dating yourself. Don't nobody know what Pintos are. Because I had a Pinto. That was my first car.
Well, it's such an old car. It's such a, you know, it's a stepping stone
it's
car.
It's a bucket. It's a bucket.
It's a bucket. So can I you get ha- it? I you get have it. The best. So you want to treat yourself the best. So the skin comes from really taking care of it. And it put you have to put in some effort and some time.
Well, I'm going to say this to, you know, to some people. Now, don't get too crunchy with me. But I see people's skin, they look like lizards.
Yeah.
They are laying out in the sun. They are vitamin D deficient. Mm-hmm. They do not moisturize. They mm-hmm. do not exfoliate. Mm-mm. Your skin is the biggest organ on your body, brains.
Yes.
Okay. And you need to nurture it. You need to love it. You can tell people's health by looking in their eyes. I know when I went to China, they looked at my eyes. They looked at my tongue. They checked my liver, my kidney, and my spleen. There was no invasive. They didn't have to pull out any blood. They didn't have to check any urine, baby. And they read me like a cheap novel. It was scary. Five areas of my body. So now, let's talk to the individuals that are struggling, okay? Because mm-hmm. I'm here, and I am not being consistent. And I shouldn't even use that word because I'm validating something that's not true. I can do anything, okay? Look at my plate and talk to it with joy every day, and then celebrate with those special things. I'm a great cook. It is the discipline, and it's portion control. We don't realize how much we eat. Your stomach is only this big and you eating this much. The portion sizes are ridiculous. We went to this little Italian restaurant. And if the girl didn't ask me, did I want cheese on one thing? I guess she was going to put cheese in my cocktail. Do you want cheese? You want cheese? You want cheese? And I was like, well, I'm already having pasta and cheese and a cream sauce. No, I don't want that. But we have to really want and have the desire to change and the discipline. You know, like you had the desire to live. You know, you had the desire to come from up under this thing we call hair. As our girl India Irie say, I am not my hair.
I am not my hair.
Yeah. You know, and then move from place to place and different cultures and different things. So we have to be able to edit and filter. And all of that comes from within. What do you say to a person that's struggling right now? It's a lot going on.
I say congratulations, because the struggle means you want to get out. There is no such thing as struggle. There is, yes, you're struggling. Yes, you're not happy where you are, but that means because you want change. You just don't know how. So there's some steps that you need to take in order to get to where you need to go. And you can learn about portion control. You can take your hands up, like my fingers and my hand is really long. So this is what I can eat. This is what I can eat in starches. This is what I can eat in vegetables. This is what I can eat in meat. So I already know exactly what I can eat. I can already tell you, you don't mix your starches with your protein and your vegetables, either protein and vegetable, or it is vegetable and starch. It is not
Wait. Because you know what? I read that in a book. So wait a minute. So it's protein.
So make a triangle.
Okay.
And in the triangle, on the top of the triangle, you put protein.
Okay.
On the left side of the triangle, you put starch. Okay. And on the right side of the triangle, you put vegetables.
Okay.
So it's either protein and vegetable or protein and starch.
Okay.
Not all three together on a plate, because it takes your body's digestive system a while to process that.
All right. So wait. So I got this right here. Right here. That's what I'm going to be looking at. Protein and starch. So yes. That means that I could have chicken, a piece of chicken and some rice.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Or I can have a piece of chicken and some vegetables.
Yes, ma'am. And
Yeah.
then you can eat it later. So this is how it is. It's in, just in a session. You can eat your vegetables first, get your fibers in, get your plant-based protein in, and then wait for a second. Do not drink. Let your digestive and the saliva work to digest the food.
Don't.
Then 10 to 15 minutes later, that's what a salad was meant for. But we eat salads like a meal now and not longer like, because we're putting meat on it, this on it, that on it.
Right.
But if you just do the same with your vegetable, think about a vegetable as a salad. It's a first course. So you eat that first and then they wait and then they bring you the second and the third course.
Right.
In home, at home, you can do the same thing. You can come home after you finish working, just get your vegetables, then go upstairs, get undressed, do what you need to do, come back downstairs and you can finish your meal. But we're so used to eating everything in one setting, we don't realize that stresses our body. But also, the biggest thing that people don't know are microbiome. Your
yes,
microbiome,
yeah. That too.
Microbiome is your gut health, right? We're more microbial than we are cellular. For every cell we have over 10,000 microbial little guys that go to work for us every single day. They need more vegetables than starch and protein.
Mm-hmm.
So when you feed them first, they get stronger and they can eat up the bad microbes that try to eliminate them, which in turn creates a harmony in your gut bacteria. If you're coming to me and you want advice, we're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about myth. We're going to talk about microbiome. Then we're going to talk about portion control. And then we're going to talk about what you eat. See, food is on the fifth step.
Right.
Because you got to think differently first. Then you got to know the things that you think you know. They're not the realities of 1 + 1 = 2. You've been told 1 + 1 = 4, and that's how you've been living, not realizing. And you've been living with the myth that what mom and dad have, I'm going to have. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. We know now through nutrigenomics where nutrition and fitness made together on a genetic level is where nutrigenomics comes to play.
Mm.
So we know you can shift. You know you can shift.
We can talk for hours, but I get it. I totally get it. Okay, so can you put your starches and your veggies together?
Yes, ma'am.
And extract the protein?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You can put your, so if somebody says, hey, today I feel like mashed potatoes, don't just sucker that with butter and saturated with butter. You can use mayonnaise. Mayonnaise gives it a 10 times better flavor.
It does.
And better creaminess. And you don't have to use milk because mayonnaise is nothing but a protein, the egg. Okay. It's a good fat. And it immediately makes it creamy. So you don't have to add milk, which is animal milk, which will mess with your gut microbiome, creates a lot of mucus in your body. And that's just going to slow you down.
Right.
So you can use alternatives, but you need to know first why you need to use alternative, and then you need to make it to taste it to realize, oh my gosh, this is good too.
I know. And I need something good. It's, you know what I can't get into though? I don't care what they do to it, that cauliflower mash.
No, I don't eat cauliflower. I don't even
I don't
eat
like cauliflower.
Cauliflower. I love my brains, but cauliflower look like brains to me. If it's not on sweet and vinegar,
yeah.
I'm not eating cauliflower. Cauliflower
like
is not part of my thing.
And
or
you know what
in
else?
A bread.
Is now see now there's two things. One is bread, girl, that is my kryptonite. Yeah.
Everybody.
So what I do is I don't deprive myself because I'm getting in this habit. But I look at my plate and you know there'll be two briskets or two dinner rolls, but you forget. You've had two pieces of toast. Then you had two pieces of bread on that sandwich. Then you got two dinner rolls. You done ate six pieces of bread and a ton of gluten. And all these breads are made differently. And I feel
exactly.
bloated and uncomfortable. So I really look at it now and I try to really extract the bread to the point where when I go in the store, my husband goes, we're going to make a sandwich. I said, we're going to make it with lettuce because I'm not even going to buy it. That's the first thing. I won't even buy it. I love it, but I won't buy it. Okay. And then the second thing is the bloat and inflammation. Inflammation is a cause of disease, but you have to get that bloat out of your system before you can lose a pound. And people don't realize that. They flatulate, that means fart brains.
Yeah, exactly.
All day long, you're belching, you know, when it comes up out of your stomach and you belch, it smells rotten. when you use the restroom and you eliminate, it's like people got to leave the house. You are rotting inside, brains. You are rotting inside. Give us some suggestions. Just some, like, some good, you know, some juices or some things to really kind of keep it going, because we're going to have to put probiotics. Now they got prebiotics. How are you going to put a pre on a pro? I think a lot of those supplements are a little trickery too. So tell us how to keep it clean, and what do you suggest in the areas of, like, supplement?
Okay, so first things first, I want to come back to one little thing that you said that is so important. When you're feeling bloated, it's because you have a fight going on between the good bacteria and the bad bacteria and the polyps. Okay? They are fighting and they're trying to stay alive and they're creating gases, debris, and they're creating a lot of things in your body. And the only way to do that is to starve them. That's why intermittent fasting is so actively good for your body. We can talk about that a whole nother time. You can come on my platform. We'll talk about it. I would love to share more information about this. Why pre and probiotics are important is we know there's so much that people don't know about probiotics and microbiome, but that's what I studied. Microbiology is microorganism and what role they play. You have them in your mouth. You have them in your water that's running. When you wash your hands, there's millions of microbiomes on your hands. If you think about it, it would drive you nuts. They're in the water we drink, they're in the food we eat, they're everywhere. The thing is diversity. When you eat one type of diet, diversity in life is key, but diversity in your gut microbiome is more key than ever. Because when one gets infected, it can infect all the same ones that they have. So just say you have A bacteria, A, and you have B and C bacteria. You can basically eradicate all the A bacteria that are in charge of taking care of your body. So you don't even realize that when you eat a lot from the drive-thru, a lot of starches and a lot of fatty foods, you are creating bubbles for the good ones that can fight on your behalf. That's why your skin is not clear. That's why your breath stinks. That's why when you go number two, it smells all across the room because of that. That's why you go pee, it looks more like beer than pee. That's why when you poop, it floats because you have too much fats in the diet. You have little turds because you don't have enough fiber in your diet. And, you know, so there's so many different things.
You have little turds. You got little turds for a lot of reasons, too.
Yes. And no fiber in your diet, also stress. When you have a lot of stress, the body doesn't know how to cope. So then you get it that way. But the key is there is a solution. The probiotic brings in the fighting soldiers. It brings in reinforcement in your gut. That's why probiotics are important. But not all probiotics are equal. Because the probiotic that we take, for years we used to take one out of Switzerland until we saw this one, it's capsulated like a capsule. And when it gets into space, then it releases the people. So it goes into your gut bacteria, it goes into the stomach acid, and then it releases the good bacteria every 10 hours into your body. That's important to have. So not all probiotics are equal. The second step is prebiotic. Now that you've brought in the good cultures in your gut microbiome, prebiotic is nutrition for microorganisms. That's why prebiotics are so important. You cannot drink your probiotics because by the time they've been put in a bottle, they die. They're no longer active. You can't take them in a 50 form or in a powdered form because by the time they go into your gut acid, they're already dead. It needs to be encapsulated in such a way that the delivery system brings them to where they need to be. And this is why my husband is 62. He's 64 now. He's going to be 65. Oh, 65.
What? You got you a silver fox? No, you don't.
Yes, ma'am. I went up. It's better. I'm way too intelligent for down. Wow. I have to go up. I'm going to be 47.
Wow.
18-year difference.
Wow.
18-year difference. But his gut bacteria comes from years of a different lifestyle than mine. And right. We saw the difference by coming together. And this is where you can see a good example. African-American male, European lady, eating more probiotics and daily foods, no high fructose corn syrup, different stress levels in Europe than here in the U.S. He comes from that, living in Europe. And then you can see the difference. And then we come together in the household. And now we set a new preference in our household. And his whole microbiome changed in less than 18 months. And from that years forward, my husband has never had to have challenges that some parts of his family have that people would consume to say he will get this because his mom and dad got this. Right. No longer. We changed the narrative. So if you're there and you're struggling with weight loss, weight gain, sleeping better, high levels of inflammation, 90% of what happens to you starts in the gut. So when you're talking to me as a nutritionist, I'm going to talk to you about your mindset, your myth. I'm going to make sure that you work on your microbiome, because whatever you do, it's not going to work. Yes, we need smoothies. I take a smoothie every day. I'm going to give you guys smoothie recipes, and there's a lucky winner that will be looking at this. They will send a message to you and whatever, and I will give them to it. I have a 30-day supply of smoothies, every day a smoothie, to help really relaunch your health. But smoothies have a place in there, because you're going to get your vegetables and your protein in one, and there is no starch versus protein versus, it's plant-based protein. You can only mix plant-based protein with a starch together in one triangle, but when you're eating foods, you can't. And that's the difference.
Wow. Okay. So now I'm going to be rewatching this like two or three times, because you dropped some knowledge. You really, really did. Let's talk about, are you a vegan, a vegetarian, pescatarian? You like meat? What do you eat?
No, I'm a chef. I eat meat. I smoke meat. I bake. I broil. I make a steak once in a while. I do a lot of steaming stir fry. And we have a meat day, a fish day, and we have two animal protein days, and the rest of the days we have veggies. Mm. So we mix and match it. So weekends, usually we do the protein, because we're both not so busy with our lives during the week. And during the week, my husband has balanced meals. So right now in our fridge, we have 5 different containers that have been made. Every Sunday, I make containers for the whole week. You'll have a 4-ounce container of a fruit. He'll have a 12-ounce container of a soup, and he'll have the vegetables. And when he comes home, he'll have the starch and the protein. Mm. So he'll actually have 1,500 calories in a day between his snacks and his meals. And my husband is not a short guy. He really needs his calories. And when we exercise and we do for our body that we need to do, we make fat bombs.
And you rub each other's bald heads, right?
Yes, man. And we are cycling together. We're exercising together. We're doing the right thing. So there's a way to do it. And again, it takes education to know what to do. But I'm willing to give that education away for people to understand. But you're going to have to understand one thing. You have to be willing to be good, bad before you're good before you're excellent, and outstanding before your excellence. So you're gonna have to go through the process. Don't be patient with yourself, so you don't become a patient.
Right, right. And that's it. It's being patient with yourself. You are just a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much. You're gonna come back and visit with me again? There's so much.
Oh, I am definitely gonna come back. I just want to tell you guys in closing, this is such a phenomenal platform, because it starts the conversation for change. And then you still have to come to the table for change. And I'm here to help you. You reach out, we're helping.
Well, tell my brains how to get in contact with you, get a copy of the book, and just really, do you have the book there with you?
We have a book that we have. It's called The Food Move Journal, together with my business partner, Charmaine Vega, who is an amazing woman.
Oh, she is amazing. She was a guest on my show too. She's here, Brains in California. So she's close, right? Not too far from me, up in Bakersfield area, I think.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm in the Midwest in Iowa, but I'm a citizen of the world.
Iowa Brains. Look at that prettiness in Iowa.
And she
said she liked it there.
I am so serious. There's a lot of amazing things to do here. You can reach out to me on Facebook. I always believe that Facebook is a good way. Look at my name on the call. It's exactly the way it is. There's a Chocolate Brian. Send me a friend request, but send me a friend request with a message saying, hello, Brains. So okay. I know it came to Miss April Mahone, and that it's one of her platform people that really wants to know something. So I know exactly what direction to go in and to help you. And don't keep it a secret. Share with other people that there's answers. Absolutely. And I'm telling you guys, I'm not going to even charge you for this. We'll do it in a group session. I'll give you guys the information, because my earnings and my life is earned in a different way. I'm no longer sitting one-on-one with people on nutrition, because that would be $1,500. And I don't feel like wasting time that way. If I can get you in a group and give you a few things, and then take a few fortunate few of you in a raffle, and then go beyond that and help you for the next 90 days, I believe that your change can be a change for someone else. And through duplication, we can start to shift our health.
All right. So we've got a special offer, Brains. And you know what? I'm going to sign up for it. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to be the first one. I say 3 to 5 will be great. We will be able to connect with you one-on-one, get the information, but also report back.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, like I told you, I got to go back and listen to this 2 or 3 times. I have heard that before. I was reading a book. What is it called? I've been just been listening to Think and Grow Rich. I'm trying to get my money fat now. What was the other one? Fit for Life. But it said the same thing, you know, how you put the food combinations together when you eat makes all the difference. And the different acids that break down in your body, you know, if it's trying to break down creams and potatoes and also trying to break down that steak.
It's like breaking debris. It can't go to where it needs to go. You're giving it too much debris. Let's keep it stupid simple and get back to the basics of what we need to know about food and forget all the colorful extras. Because that's just a money-making thing. And then it goes on your health, and then the establishment gets money on your health, and you're not getting anything for it but lack of health and lack of energy. So just reach back out to me on Facebook. I have an electronic card that I'm going to send to Ms. Mahone. She can put it on the platform once she has this done, and I would love to just share more information. And you can put a group together for me to talk to them. And just 3 to 5 people will help them beyond that.
Beyond this. This is amazing. Tirza Chakala Bryant. I love
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
Let's talk about that name too. Chakala. How'd you get all that?
my father's family is the Chakala family. Right now, my parents are in South America in their second home. They don't do winters anymore. So when winter hits in Europe, they go to South America. And the Chakala family is big in Curaçao, Bonaire, and in the Netherlands and Suriname. So the ABC Islands, Suriname, all the way to the Netherlands. And that's the family name. It's basically the Dutch spelling of chocolate is the Dutch spelling chocolate.
Well, I knew it was when I saw it. I said, look at that. She got the chocolate in her name.
That's how I got my husband.
Well, and you know what? What I'd like to do, and I'm going to talk to you about this offline because you have family. I heard the Netherlands is on and popping.
On and popping.
So we need to kind of get a trip with someone like
that. Yes, I would love to do that because we still have a home there. We still have resources there. And we have a whole lot of big network there because there's 51 different nationalities. And
that's
at least 20 of them look like us. And it will have you feel so great to see that.
So we're going to talk about that too, Brains. And, you know, like I said, we could hook something up that really change our lives and go with someone that is a chef too. Oh my God, this would be the best trip ever. Thank you so much for tripping with me here on The Edge. Brains, I need you to go love, like, and share. I'm going to put it right up in your face. Love, like, and share to Tirza Chakala Bryant. I'm going to put all of her information on the back end of the interview. And, you know, connect with her because she's super smart. I'm going to take this information. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be 60 in a couple months. And all this is going to be trimmed down. You're going to be like, what? You know what? I don't know if I'm bold enough to shave my head or get a tattoo, but I'm going to do one of them.
Ooh, nice.
So thanks so much for being here on The Edge. You are the best.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Brains.
Bye.